Welcome, Lisa. Hello?
Yes, I'm
welcome.
Here.
Welcome. Welcome, Lisa. Okay. So, let's start off with the, let's start this session off with the, remember the three things that I asked you, the three challenges and the three things that you want to manifest. So you should have a list of six things in front of you.
Right.
You have that?
I do.
Okay. And so what I want to ask you, Lisa, is that if you were going to pick one of those things, just pick one of those things that you want to focus on for this session, mm-hmm. what would it be?
The social anxiety.
Social anxiety. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to coach you a little bit through an intention. And this is, and if you continue to work with me, this is the way that I always work with people, where we set a very clear, positive intention about mm-hmm. where you want to be at the end of this session, where you want to be inside of yourself and how you want to feel in relationship mm-hmm. to this subject of social anxiety. Mm-hmm. So I want you to go ahead and give it a try yourself first. And the way this looks is you'll start by saying, it is my intention to, and then think about the place you want to be at the end of this session, be inside of yourself in relationship to social anxiety. So go ahead and try that. It is my intention to.
It's my intention to enjoy social interaction with others. Up into going to that social interaction and actually being there. It's my intention to enjoy their company, to be able to have good conversation and feel relaxed and calm. It's my intention to, I think, not judge what is going on around me. I have a tendency to do that. And then I want to remove myself from the environment. So it's my intention to be non-judgmental.
Okay.
And to enjoy the company that I'm around.
Okay. And that's beautiful. You're right on track with this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to help you. I'm going to coach you a little bit with what you gave me and the intention, because we want to keep it really, really, really precise and clear. And,
okay.
And you're moving in that direction. Now, what I heard you say is your intention to enjoy social interaction while you're around others and to enjoy other people's company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so what I want to offer you is that that by the end of this session, it is possible that you may be in that place, because mm-hmm. this is the way this works sometimes. Sometimes you could have a quantum movement, or you could have small movements.
Sure.
And it all has to do with your permission.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what I want to offer you is to make an intention that you can achieve within the time frame of this session, which may be something like, it is my intention to feel, let me see what you put, it is my intention to feel calm and relaxed about, or it is my intention to feel calm and relaxed about thinking about being in social interactions.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Because you're not going to be in a social interaction but before the end of the session. You see what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And let me ask you this, Lisa, uh-huh. just to be clear. Do you get anxiety when you think about being in social interactions?
Only when I know that there's an event to go to, but not just sitting and thinking, no.
Okay. Okay.
It's when I know I'm getting prepared to go somewhere and do an interview, activity.
Okay. So mm-hmm. maybe so this is what I want to offer you as an intention, and you, this is important because it has to fit for you. It has to feel right. I'm not making it up for you. This is coming
right.
from you. That maybe it's my intention to feel calm and relaxed when I am preparing to go to a social interaction.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Does that sound?
In preparing okay? for sure. Mhm.
Yeah. And that's because sometimes we take this in small bites. It could be a big one. It could be a small. I don't want to limit you.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, sometimes, you know, we want to make sure that by the end you can have some kind of movement in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let's see. It's my intention.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's my intention to be calm.
Yeah.
About the events of socializing.
To be calm and to be calm and relaxed. When social events are coming up.
It's my intention to be calm and relaxed when social events are coming up.
Okay.
It truly is my intention to be calm and relaxed when my social event is coming up.
Okay, and that's a very clear, specific intention that I think movement can be made on within this session.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's reason.
Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful. I really am.
Now the other thing I want to ask,
and
you,
I believe that.
Yes, that's a good thing. Believe me, that's a big part of it. And here's the other thing. Are you in a space, you're in a place in a space right now where you feel comfortable, you're not going to
be
disturbed?
No.
Beautiful. So are you sitting down?
I am actually laying in my bed.
Okay. That's even better. That's perfect. So what I want to invite you to do, Lisa, is I want you to say this intention one more time. But this time I want you to say the intention with you know, the power of, you know, imbue it with power when you say the intention.
Mm-hmm.
It is
okay.
My intention too.
It is my intention to, I forgot what I'm supposed to say again, sorry.
It is my intention to be calm and relaxed when social events are coming up.
It's my intention to be calm and relaxed when social events are coming up.
Beautiful.
It's my intention to be calm and relaxed when social events are coming up.
Beautiful. That's good right there. So now what I want to invite you to do is I want to invite you to close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to invite you to take a deep breath in through your nose. Take a deep breath in through your nose, and at the top of the breath, hold your breath. So take a deep breath in and hold your breath at the top. Hold your breath and hold that intention. Continue to hold your breath and continue to hold that intention. Keep holding your breath. Keep holding the intention. Keep holding it. And then when you're ready, I want you to breathe out. And as you breathe out, I want you to release the intention to the universe in your out-breath. Just breathe out the intention and allow the universe to... Yeah, yeah. And just turn it over to the universe. Let it go and just allow the universe to bring the intention back to you. You don't need to do anything. Just let it go. It's gone. Okay?
Okay.
And so from this place right here, Lisa... Whatever's present with you in your mind or in your heart, it can be anything. It doesn't matter whether it has to do with the intention or not. Just whatever is coming up for you right now, talk about that.
Actually, very calm, relaxed.
Okay.
Just pretty much feel great.
Feel great. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else coming up?
No, I just feel my heart pounding.
Okay. Can you tell me about that?
I think probably excited about just the whole thing. I'm certainly excited about doing this.
Okay.
And just hoping to get, you know, or I know I will get past this.
So your heart's pounding, you're excited, you know you're going to get past this. Mm-hmm. Anything else coming up, anything at all? Just speak to that.
No, just smiling.
Just smiling. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just actually, yeah, very, very calm and happy.
Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. Is there anything else there?
Mm-mm.
Is there anything that you want to talk about in particular that's just coming to your mind, coming into your body, any feeling, any thoughts that are coming up? Just... Whatever is right there, talk about that. You cannot be wrong.
I don't really have anything.
Okay.
I'm actually very calm. I've had a great day today, by the way.
Okay. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it was a good day. No, at this point I don't.
Okay. Do you have anything that you want to say about like what you were talking about yesterday, like about the social anxiety or anything like that?
You know, yeah, Michael, like I said, I just get worked up when I know I'm getting there a couple of days before, and I believe negative thought patterns start processing for me.
Okay.
And that's where I need to learn how to stop that. I actually started exercising. And I have a treadmill, and I just start running like crazy on it, and I turn my music on my head, and I just run. And it seems to shift my energy.
Yeah, that's very helpful. I'm glad you're doing that.
And so I'm finding that to be extremely beneficial to do that. And I'm usually listening to upbeat, you know, good music.
So
gives me good energy.
Let me say this, Lisa, because I'm recalling some of the things that you said yesterday. If we can go into the point of, like, when the anxiety first comes up.
Right.
You know, like, let's go to that point when all of a sudden, boom, you're getting into it. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Like, that I'm actually there, you know, at the event, you mean? Walking?
No. It could be before the event, because
okay.
You said that it starts before that. There's a
exactly.
moment in time when it starts.
It's usually, like I said, 2 days prior, and I just start getting the thoughts going as to how the plan's going to go. I have to, somehow, my personality, I need to be in control, and I'm certainly not in the situation of a open social environment. It's not anything that I can control, and so I begin to start playing mind games, I believe, on how I'm going to handle certain things that aren't even there. I'm not even there yet.
Right, so you're forecasting what...
Oh, you got it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha. So you work yourself up into this frenzy of this anxiety before you even get there.
Oh, yes. And then the day before, I'm up all night long.
Okay. I got it. Yeah. Now, one of the things that I want to bring up that's standing out, that's coming up for me, that stood out, which you said yesterday that I remember, you went back to a time when you said you were in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Was there a specific event that's similar to this event right here?
Well, you know what it is it's when you go to some place that you're not familiar with and you're meeting people that you haven't met before.
So when you say you, do you mean you or me?
Myself, me.
Okay.
When I go and I'm meeting people, when I was in kindergarten, I felt like an outcast. You know, I'm standing there, and it's like these kids are just running around playing, and I just felt like I just couldn't connect with anybody, almost from the outside looking in.
Okay.
And I sort of feel that same,
So what I want to invite you to do is, do you remember a specific time when you were in kindergarten, a specific event or a specific time where you were in this energy field, you were in this energy?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about it.
It was my first recess.
Your first recess.
And my first day of school.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, they didn't do preschool. So you were just thrusted from mom to, you know, to school. So
okay.
The transition was extremely difficult for me. And I cried probably and hugged a tree for like a solid 2 weeks. And they finally pulled me out and made me wait another year.
Okay.
And then I went back. I had to repeat kindergarten more or less. I mean,
okay.
I tried to get through it. It just felt very frightening experience.
I hear
alone.
You. I
didn't feel safe, and the kids were laughing, but I just didn't feel like I could do that.
I hear you. I get
and
it.
Now when I go to these events, I almost feel that same feeling.
That's okay. Okay.
So I want to run and hide.
I hear you. I get that. So if I'm hearing you correctly, it's sounding like, what were you, about 4 or 5 years old maybe?
Yeah, I was just 5.
Okay, so you were 5 years old. I want to make sure that I got the story correct, and we try to keep it in a nutshell story, but it sounds like you were 5 years old. It was the first day of school. It was your first recess, and you were having this experience of fear. You wanted to get away. You wanted to run away, and you were over, and you were hugging a tree. Is that accurate?
Yes, it was. And then the teacher tried to pull me away from the tree and kept hounding me to do that, and I just wanted my dad. I told him I want my daddy.
Yeah. I hear that.
And
so
yeah.
I want to take you through a process if you're open and you're willing to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing?
Yes. That's actually very tender right now.
I know
just
that.
Just talking
is.
About that.
I know.
I dropped out of high school just because of that reason, and I ended up going back and getting my diploma in an adult ed class. But
I get it.
It's hard.
Let's stay with this, Lisa.
Okay.
If you're willing, let's stay with this first event. Let's go into this event, and I know that it's tender. I honor that. I hear that. And I'm right here with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm right here with you. Okay? I told you before that, and maybe if you remember this, is that sometimes I will go into the past, but we only go into the past with the intention of healing and reshaping or, you know, changing it.
Sure.
You can change the past.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's part of this intention. So I don't want you to think we're just going there for no reason.
It's making me shake.
I know. And that you're in a perfect place. You're in a good place. It's very safe right here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay that you're saving. It's okay that you're shaking. I'm right here with you. Okay? So what I want to invite you to do now, Lisa, is I want you, if you're willing, it sounded like that when you were there, you were feeling this intense fear and you're hugging this tree.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so I want to invite you to give yourself permission to close your eyes, and I want you to go back there, and I want you to be with that tree, and just give yourself permission to go ahead and go into this fear. Be the 5-year-old little girl. Feel whatever it is that you are feeling. I'm right here with you. It's safe. It's okay to do it. And remember the intention that we're going in with. It's okay. And if you want to talk and tell me what's happening, be in that place and talk to me and tell me what's happening.
I just want to be home.
Yeah.
I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
And I don't want the teacher to bother me.
Yeah.
And the kids to be mean. I just want to go home.
Yeah. And it sounds like you're really connecting with that tree there.
Mm-hmm. I like climbing trees.
Yeah. Is that tree, how does that tree feel holding on to that tree?
Solid.
Yeah. So hold on to that tree. I want you to feel the solidness of holding on to that tree. Let that tree ground you. It's okay. Be with the tree. The tree is there for you. It was there for you then. It's there for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to just go. What I want to invite you to do is, what are you feeling right now inside of your body? What are you feeling?
Shaking.
Yeah, you're shaking. What is...
My hands, my stomach.
Yeah, your hands and your stomach?
And I'm sweaty. Yeah, my hands are... Yeah, I'm not real comfortable.
I got it. So your hands, your stomach, if you had to give it this... feeling a name like sad, mad, glad, afraid, ashamed. What would you
call it? Sad.
Sad?
Sad, definitely.
Is there fear there too?
Yeah, definitely fear.
Sad, fear.
I just want to be around my family.
I hear you. I get it. And so what I want to invite you to do is there a color there that's associated with this sadness and this fearness in your hands and your stomach and the sweatiness? Is there a color?
Yeah, green.
Green, yeah. And is there a shape?
It's round.
It's round, yeah. So, Lisa, what I want to invite you to do is, I want to invite you to go into the center of this, okay? Go into the center of this sadness and this fearness, this green, round sadness and fearness, and this feeling in your hands and your stomach and the sweatiness. I want you to go into the middle of it. Instead of going away from it, turn around and go right in the middle. Be in the middle of it. In the middle of this sadness and this fear and this green round circle. Give yourself permission. Give your body permission and your mind. Give yourself permission to go into it, to feel it. It's okay to feel it. It's just energy. It's just energy. Really let yourself feel it. This is a safe place to do this. Be in that. Breathe. I want you to breathe. Take a deep breath into that. Breathe into it. Breathe into the sadness and the fear and the green and the roundness. And just let your body sweat. Let your hands and your stomach feel whatever it's feeling. Go directly into it. You're not running away from it. You're going into it. And I'm right here with you. The tree is there with you. It's okay to feel it. It's really okay. It's okay, Lisa. It's okay to feel it. Keep breathing, yeah. keep breathing. Just go further and further into the center of this green round sadness and fear. Let your body do whatever it's going to do. Just give yourself permission. Relax your body. And let your body do whatever it wants to do. Keep going in the middle of it. You're just allowing yourself. You're giving yourself permission to be with this energy tone feeling. You're with that tree, and I'm right here with you. You're in kindergarten. It's your first recess, it's the first day of school, and you're letting yourself be there. What's present for you now, Lisa?
Just quiet and alone.
And just keep breathing into that quiet and aloneness. Just continue to go into this green, round, sad fear. Let your body do whatever it's going to do. Are your hands and your stomach still sweaty? Or?
No.
Okay. Just breathe into that quietness, not aloneness. Be with the tree. Let the tree ground you. And so I'm going to try something a little different. This is going to be a little different type of thing here, okay, Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a chair? You're sitting.
Yeah.
Oh, you're.
I'm in bed, actually, laying down.
Okay.
So you want me in a chair?
Yeah. Can you sit up?
Mm-hmm. I have a chair.
And then what I want you to do is I want you to put a chair across from you. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So you'll be sitting in a chair, and then there's another chair sitting across from you, an empty chair.
Yeah.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
And so I still want you, you're still Lisa, and you're 5 years old, to try to stay in that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're clasping onto this tree, and you're feeling sadness, and you're feeling fear, and you're feeling this green roundness, and your hands are staying in that energy,
mm-hmm.
and it's quiet and alone, you're with that tree. And now what I want to invite you to do, Lisa, is I want you to imagine that sitting across from you in that chair is that tree. Okay? This 5-year-old little girl across from you is that tree. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm going to ask you to do in a second, don't do it just yet until I tell you to do it, okay? Is I want you to get up and move and sit in that other chair. Now, don't do it just yet, but when you move into that chair, then I want you to be that tree. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to become that tree. And you let Lisa, that's 5 years old, sit right where you're sitting. You leave her there, and you go and you be the tree. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you're ready, and feel that energy shift, feel yourself stepping into the energy of the tree. And whenever you're ready, go ahead and do that now. And let me know when you're the tree.
Okay.
Tree?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, tree. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. Thank you so much for that, tree. We appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Tree, what I want to ask you is, and I want you to talk directly to sitting across from you, is this 5-year-old little girl, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want you to do, Tree, is I want you to speak to her and tell her whatever it is that she needs to hear from you. Speak directly to her. Say, Lisa, this is what I have to say to you.
Lisa, it's okay. Everything will be fine. And you can go play. Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Everything will be fine.
Yeah.
You don't have Proban anymore. It's fine.
Yeah. And it's okay if tears come up, to just let those tears flow. It's okay. Give yourself permission to do that. And just keep telling this little girl what she needs, or what you're providing her. What are you giving to this little girl, Tree? What are you giving her?
Peace and security.
Yeah, tell her that. Say, this is what I'm giving you.
Lisa, I'm giving you peace and security. And I'll always be here.
Yeah.
And you can count on that. And everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say to her? Is there anything that you have for Lisa? Is there anything you have for her? What do you want for Lisa?
The strength that I have, I want you to have. You can be strong.
Yeah.
Lisa, you can be strong.
Yeah.
And I have this strength in me that you can have.
So however you need to do that, Tree, go ahead and give that to her now. Can you give her the strength that you have right now? However you need to do it, give it to her. Whether you need to say it to her or show it to her, or however you want to give her that energy, give her your strength.
Here, Lisa, it's yours. Take it. Take this strength and use it. You'll be fine.
Else, Tree, that you want to, that you have for Lisa, anything else you want to give her, or you want for her, or you, is there anything you want from Lisa? What do you want from her? Is there something you want Lisa to give you, this little girl, Tree? You gave her strength. What does she have to give you? Is there anything she has to give you? There may or may not be. It's okay.
I just need love.
Yeah.
And if Lisa would give that to me, that would be good.
Yeah. And what I want to ask you, Tree, is by hugging you and holding you, is she doing that? Is she giving you love by hugging you?
Yes.
Yeah. So I want you to let yourself feel the love that this little girl is giving you. Feel that love.
Hmm.
You're keeping her safe. You're giving her your strength and protecting her. And she's giving you love. How beautiful is that? Thank you so much, Tree, for being there for little Lisa. Thank you so much for giving her strength and safety and protection. We appreciate that so much. And what I want to ask you, Tree, is there anything else you just want to say before we switch back over? Is there anything else you want to say to Lisa at all? Now's the time to say it.
Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. everything is going to be okay. Really let her know that.
We'll be okay, Lisa. It really will.
So, Tree, what I want you to do now is when you're ready, don't do it just yet, but when you're ready, in a moment, I want you to get back up, and I want you to sit back over in that other seat. And when you sit in that other seat, then I want you to be the 5-year-old girl, Lisa, again, and leave the energy of Tree right where it is. So whenever you're ready, go ahead and do that. And let me know when you're back in the Lisa.
Okay.
So, Lisa, what I want to ask you is, did you hear what Tree had for you?
Mm-hmm.
What did Tree have for you, Lisa?
Peace.
Yeah.
Calm. Mm-hmm. And that everything was going to be okay.
Yeah.
I didn't have to be afraid.
That's right. Is there anything you want to say to Tree about that? Talk to Tree directly.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
For giving me the courage,
yeah,
the strength to hang on and to know everything was going to be okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you, Tree.
Thank you, Tree.
So much, Tree.
Thank you, Tree, and I love you.
Yeah. And that's what Tree wanted from you. Go ahead and tell Tree that. Say that to Tree.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yes. Yes. Just hug that tree and love that tree. Take as much time as you need, Lisa, with this tree. Let that tree know how much you love it.
Thank you for the strength that you give me. The courage.
And so, Lisa, as you're still that little girl and you're being in that energy, what I'm going to do temporarily is I'm just going to take on the voice of the tree. And I'm going to speak to you as though I'm the tree, okay?
Okay.
Okay? So I'm just for a little bit, I'm going to be the tree and I'm going to speak from that place. Lisa, it's okay. Everything will be fine. Don't be afraid. Everything's going to be fine. It's okay. It's really okay. I'm here to give you peace and calm and security, and I'll always be there for you. I'll always be there for you. I have strength for you.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is for you. I'm giving it to you right now. I'm giving you this strength. I'm solid. And I'm giving this to you. Everything's going to be okay. You'll be fine, Lisa. You really will.
Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. I'm here to give you courage and strength, and I'm giving you that now. I'm giving you calm, peace, and security. And it's okay for you to let go and go and play with your friends. I'll always be right here. You can always come back to me whenever you want, as much as you want. And it's it's okay if you go play with your friends too. And you can always come back to me. You'll be fine. You will.
Okay.
So take a deep breath in. Breathe. Breathe out. And what I want to ask you, Lisa, is there anything else that you want to say from either position? Is there anything you want to say as Lisa to the tree? Or is there anything you want to say as the tree to Lisa? Anything else that maybe wasn't said? Go ahead and say that now.
I can let go.
Okay.
Of the tree.
That's okay. You don't have to let go. The tree is you. The tree is always there for you. You can hold on to the tree as much as you want. The tree is giving you strength. The tree is giving you courage. The tree is giving you peace and calm and security. Just breathe into that. Even when you let go of the tree is still right there inside of you. You really, you can't let go of the tree. It's you. So what I want to invite you to do now, Lisa, is I want you to imagine right now that as you're sitting there as this five-year-old little girl, I want you to imagine that the energy of that tree is now moving over into the chair that you're in, and I want you to energetically feel that tree blending with you so that you and the tree are becoming one, that the energy of that tree is moving into you with the strength, the peace, the calm and the security, all of that is blending into your body temple, into your mind, into your spirit and your body. Feel it coming into you so that it's integrating into you. And you can feel yourself as this little five-year-old girl that's loving this tree. And you can feel yourself as the tree protecting and keeping this little girl safe and secure, and feel that energy blending together in growing up into the woman that you are right now. Feel those energies come together as one and growing up. As they come together, they're growing up together. The tree is growing and the little girl is growing into the grown woman that you are right now. So you have both of those things. The loving of that little girl and the peace and the calm and the strength of that tree. It's all inside of you. Breathe into that. Yeah. And is there a color there? Are you? What are you feeling right now, Lisa?
White flowers.
You're feeling what?
White flowers.
White flowers?
It's white flowers, the trees in bloom.
Beautiful.
Oh, like a magnolia tree.
Yes. So there's white flowers, magnolia tree?
Yeah.
Yeah. And let me ask you this. These white flowers and this magnolia tree, where are you feeling this feeling? What is the feeling that you're feeling inside?
It's that? Up my back.
Yeah.
It's sitting tall.
Yeah.
Very strong.
Yeah. Up your back, sitting tall?
Yes.
Yes. And is the feeling, is it a feeling of sad,
joy.
Mad, glad, or joy?
Joy.
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 Mm-hmm.
So this white
beautiful
flower magnolia tree, it's up your back, and you're sitting tall. It's joy.
So I only remember the trunk, and now it's like it's a beautiful tree.
Yes. And let me ask you this. Is there, where are you feeling this inside of your body, Temple? Where do you feel it inside?
It's in my center core.
Your center, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's in your centered core. And so what I want to invite you to do is, if you're not already doing so, close your eyes, Lisa. Mm-hmm. And I want you to, at the center of your core, mm-hmm. you're feeling this joy, this white flowers, this magnolia tree. It's up your spine, mm-hmm. and you're sitting tall. I want you to breathe into this white flowers magnolia tree, the center of your core. Breathe into that energy. And now what I want you to imagine is happening now, Lisa, is that this energy, this joy, this magnolia tree in the center of your back and your spine, it's sitting you up tall. I want you to imagine now it is expanding and it's growing inside of you. And so it's still in your center, but it's emanating outwards, and it's spreading to your lungs, and it's spreading down to your legs. It's going down your arms. Yep, down your arms. It's going up into your head, into your brain, into all your thoughts. Give yourself permission to let that energy move and feel it moving. It's still inside of you. It's emanating from your core, from your center, from your spine. And it's emanating out even further and further. And now it's filled your entire body temple. So your entire body temple is filled with these white flowers, this magnolia tree, this joy.
Uh-huh.
And now it's beginning to pour out of you. It's flowing out of you, and it's filling the entire room that you're in. It's still inside
positive.
Of you. It's still inside of you.
Yeah.
It's always going to be inside of you. Now it's filled the entire room that you're in, and it's emanating and radiating more rapidly and further. So now that it's filled the entire city that you're in, this white magnolia tree, it's still in the center in your core, and it's radiating out even further, and it's expanding to the entire planet Earth, so that everywhere on the entire planet Earth is the energy of this white flowered magnolia tree. It's still inside of you. It's coming, it's emanating from you. It's in the core, your core, in the center of your back and your spine. It's filled the entire planet Earth. It's everywhere on the planet. It's in every person, place, and thing that you could possibly see. And I want you to ground this knowing inside of your body that this energy tone feeling, it's inside of you, and it's coming from you, and it's inside of everything on the entire planet Earth, so that there's no place that you can go. Everywhere you go, you will see this. Everywhere, in every person, in every place, and in everything, you will connect with that inside of all people and inside of all places and all things. When you go into social settings, you will see that and you will feel that. And you will know this and you will remember this. Ground this knowing inside of your body. Feel it. Breathe into it. And know that you can always go back to these white flowers in this magnolia tree. Know that that's your essence.
It's like a blanket of flowers all
over. Yes. It's a beautiful blanket of flowers. And you have access to this feeling tone energy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. All the time, you can go back to it whenever you want to go back to it. That tree is right there. That tree is you. And that little girl is you. And the grown woman that is you, it's all encompassed into one being that is you, fully integrated. Breathe into that knowing. And emanated and radiating this energy to the world. What a gift that is. You're giving that to the world. I'm sensing or I'm feeling like our session is coming to a close. Are you feeling that way as well?
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. And what I want to ask you now, Lisa, is, do you remember what your intention was at the beginning of this session?
I intend to not be anxious leading up to a social event.
That's close. You said
I remember sad or fear. No, I'm not really sure. I think it's anxious.
Yeah. your intention was, and I wrote it down specifically, but you said it's my intention to be calm and relaxed.
Yes. It's my intention to be calm and relaxed.
When social events are coming up.
When social events are coming.
And so what I want to ask you, Lisa, is do you feel that you achieved part or all of this intention?
I feel pretty solid.
Yeah.
And grounded.
Yeah.
Definitely, my feet feel very solid on the ground.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's just part of the intention that's fulfilled, and sometimes it's all of it. Where are you at with that?
No, I feel my intention, is to not be anxious.
Right. Rather than focus on not being anxious,
okay.
Focus on being calm and relaxed.
Calm and relaxed.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that it's
my intention is to be calm and relaxed.
Exactly.
Up into social events.
And are you in that, in terms of reaching your attention, do you feel you reached part or all of that intention within this session?
I think I did, yeah.
So all
I
of it?
I feel really good. Oh, definitely.
Okay, beautiful. Sometimes it's like that. Sometimes movement can be quantum. It can be very large, and sometimes it can be smaller. If you continue to work with me,
mm-hmm.
these sessions, sometimes sessions could be like this. I'm sensing that you moved a lot of energy today. Like it feels to me, I don't know if this is your experience of it, but it feels more like a large movement.
Oh yeah.
Of energy. Now sometimes in some sessions it's a smaller movement, sometimes it's larger, but again it goes back to how much permission you give yourself to move.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave yourself huge permission.
I see the ceiling as a magnolia tree. My
great.
Ceiling's white and it's just like a blanket of magnolia.
Hold that image. Use that to your advantage.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So that
mm-hmm.
that in the future, if mm. something's coming up, go back to that tree. You can always go back to that tree inside of yourself. Anywhere. I don't care where you are.
Mm.
You can sit down just for a minute or two and go back to that tree
mm-hmm.
and be the tree. Be the little girl. Be it the whole thing. You got it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. That was really... really, really powerful work. I really want to honor you and acknowledge you for that. Now, there's usually one more step, and this is, so the way that coaching works is that remember I was telling you before, we're either like clearing something out, and then
mm-hmm.
and the other part is manifesting and moving forward.
Right.
So what's important, that was a very energetic, I would call that somewhat of like a clearing, like I was explaining. There was a clearing.
I feel a lot lighter.
Yeah.
Not so heavy.
That's part of it. Now, in order to ground this even further, this is like more where the coaching comes in. That's more like the spiritual aspect of clearing. And the coaching comes in terms of it's very important to take this work that you did. This is very powerful work, and it's great to feel good about it. It's wonderful.
Right.
But in order to take this into the real world, you want to do something. You want to do something very specific. It doesn't need to be a big, huge thing. It doesn't have to be like you're going to climb Mount Everest, but it just has to be some specific action that you take to integrate this energy in the world. It's
mm-hmm.
probably around social anxiety that you had. Does that make
mm-hmm.
sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So is there anything coming up for you that would be a specific thing that you could do, a concrete action to bring this into the real world?
You mean like within a matter of today?
I would say within a week.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And,
yeah.
And preferably it's something that's going to feel like a little bit of a stretch from what it was before. You know what I'm saying? Like it's going to feel like it'll feel like a little bit of a stretch. You don't have to stretch yourself. You know, imagine like if you're learning how to do a split. You don't just go bang into the split.
No.
It's just, you know, you're going to stretch a little bit further, and it might feel a little bit of a stretch, and you're like, oh, that feels... But it's a little bit past what it was before.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So what
yeah.
specific action could you take in that direction to further integrate this energy within the next week?
Well, I have to go... meet with the group again.
You have to go.
Soccer people.
Oh, uh-huh. There you go.
In Santa Barbara on Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, beautiful.
That's why.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
And so how do you feel about doing that as an act?
I feel pretty good.
Okay.
I feel like I can do that.
Now, now this is the thing I want to make sure that you see. Sometimes people do this work and they're excited and they, They want to do make it really big and huge. And so all I want to offer you is that if it feels too big, you said Friday and Saturday, and I don't want to limit you, by the way. If that feels comfortable, go ahead and do that. But maybe just to keep it a little bit more bite-sized is to say, I'm going to do one day. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Because it's
I could say Saturday.
There you go. That's perfect.
Sure.
So I'm going to do one day, and even if you want to make it smaller, that's cool. I'm not trying to make it smaller for you.
But this is big because I wanted to do this, and it's a goal, but they're doing a potluck on Refugio Beach.
There you go.
How do you say that? Refugio.
There
and
you
so
go.
We're supposed to bring something and go, and I want
Beautiful.
To do that.
Now let me say this.
And I intend to be calm and relaxed leading up to this
that's
event.
Perfect. And so here's the other thing, because I want to make sure that you know, we can set this up as much as possible. Well, let's get really clear about this so we can this can be as successful as possible. How long is the event lasting?
You know, it's soccer all day, the games, but, you know, you don't really talk to them. You sit and cheer your child on. So the actual barbecue event is probably from, like, 5 to 10 at
five
night.
5 to 10. So what I want you to do is...
It's a long night, though. But
It is.
I believe I can do it, though.
Well, look. All I'm saying is, you make yourself so you can feel good about it. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes making it a little smaller. I mean, 5 hours, maybe that, and that's fine. If you want to do five, you can do 5 hours. But I'm just saying that what I found is, and this is what I was doing with coaching. Usually, if you make your goal a little bit smaller, then if you go past it, that's fine.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like if you just say, I'm going to stay for, and I don't want to limit you again, but if you just say, I'm going to go and I'm going to stay for a half an hour, like that's my goal.
Sure. I think the first hour is always killer, so I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that first hour.
And then here's the thing. Is it if after the hour or the half hour or whatever, if you already, you know, if you achieved your goal and you feel like you want to leave, then you can leave. Then you'll have a success. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As opposed to I'm going to go for 5 hours.
Yeah.
It's a little easier on your mind.
Sure it is.
But if
and
you're
I
there...
agree. I think that first hour, that would be great.
Yeah. But now here's the thing. If you're there and you're an hour passed by and you're like, you know what, I feel like I can stay and I want to, then you can do that. But this way, you're not setting yourself up to punish yourself and say, oh, I said I was going to stay five hours and I didn't and I ran away.
And start, I agree.
And I would encourage you to make it even a half hour.
Really?
Because if you go past it, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Then you can stay for 5 hours or whatever. But for yourself, this is just between, like, you and you and, like, with me as your coach or whatever. Like, you're just saying, I'm going to do this for myself. You don't need to necessarily even share it with anybody else. And, and then that way, you know, if you stay for a half hour, you're like, hey, I'm good, and if I want to go, then I'll just go home.
Right.
And you can feel good about it, whether something comes up for you or not.
You know, to be honest with Michael, we camp out with them, but we chose not to this time. We got a motel room.
Okay.
So that I can remove myself from the situation. You know what I'm trying to say? Because I seem to stay anxious even when I'm right there in my motorhome, so it works better. So I'm trying this
That's
to
beautiful.
See if it's maybe even a nice option for me to regroup.
No. I agree, but remember, just keep those steps small, so then that way you can feel. Now, that's a beautiful way to take that into and to make it really real. So are you willing to do that, to say, you know, I'm willing to do that half hour on Saturday?
Yeah.
And anything beyond
half
that
hour,
is just
icing on the cake.
Exactly. See how that works?
Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing that I do in my coaching is that it's a thing called supportive accountability, because you know about this. You made this commitment to yourself. That's about integrity. But it's also, as your coach, is checking in with me. This is not about punishment. I'm not going to say you're a bad girl, you didn't do it.
Sure.
I don't work that way.
Yeah.
But it's just more about when you have somebody
else. Accountability helps.
Exactly. And so,
I know.
And so the way that works is that after once you do it, that you would check in with me. And you could just check in with me through an email and say, hey, Michael, I just want to let you know I did it, and this is how I feel about it.
Okay.
But it can just be a quick bang. I did it.
But I'm not necessarily quick, but I will email. I'll be specific.
Yeah. Well, it can be long.
Sure.
But the idea is that's part of what I provide my coaching is supportive accountability, is that you're checking in And then we can mm-hmm. say, okay, beautiful, you have your little celebration, and then move on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a good example of how, I mean, you got a really good concrete example of how coaching would work if you want mm-hmm. to continue over time.
Right. You know, I was thinking about that, but I think financially at this point, because we have taxes coming up and a bunch of other issues, mm-hmm. that I probably can only do this like once a month.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. There's different ways we could do this in terms of, and if you can you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
I'm going to stop the recording. Hold on.